Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen, and welcome back to Healing House Radio. I hope everybody is doing well here in the Bay Area. The weather is actually very, very clear, very, very pretty, and kind of on the chilly side. So wherever you're at, I hope that Mother Nature is being gentle with you. For those of you who are here in the Bay Area, the call-in number is 877-697-9725. And for those of you who are down in the LA area, the number is 424-258-9337. Actually, the toll-free number is, I guess, for everybody. So today, we are going to be talking about spring cleaning. And for those of you who are in a particular generation group, myself and anybody who was born before me, the idea of spring cleaning was something that became an obsession for most of our parents, that as soon as the weather turned nice, it was time to clear everything out. It was time to pull everything out that could possibly have dust on it. It was dusted. Hardwood floors were cleaned, like good, solid, down on your hands and knees cleaning. And all the silver was brought out and polished. So the idea that it was a sign of the season changing was to spend an entire weekend cleaning the house top to bottom and getting rid of those things that my parents decided we no longer needed. Now, that concept, while when I was young, was the cause for many a groan and a very discreetly rolling of the eyes, now I realize that that was a very, very important rite of passage. It was a very important process that at the time I didn't recognize. And when we think about the idea of just going in and doing that clean sweep that just takes all the old stuff out and all the old energy out and brings everything into fresh air and newness. And that is a really important piece, especially when there's a lot that goes on in our lives that we have very little control of. In fact, the only thing we can really control is not what happens to us, but how we react to it. So when we look at the idea of clearing the clutter, getting rid of what we don't need, of releasing attachments to things that don't necessarily serve us, these are the types of things that, I mean, spring was just meant for. The idea that, you know, with the sunlight and with the wind blowing, that it clears away all those old things that maybe have been sitting in dark corners all through the fall and the winter. So let's talk about spring cleaning of the body. As I was saying, when I was young, my mother had several spring traditions. One was the annual pull the house apart, take everything out, and clean it. The other one was cod liver oil. And once again, I am showing my age because a lot of the younger folks do not remember cod liver oil. And I'd be willing to bet that there's some out there who grimace and cringe. And because really, that is a taste that all you have to do is think about it and you can taste it in your mouth. For those of you who are signed into the chat room, you can go chat with Kina about cod liver oil. So the idea was that it was an internal cleansing. It was a clearing. That was basically the main time of the year that the cod liver oil came out, and we each had to have a large spoon. And it allowed, at least as far as my mother was concerned, it allowed us to be able to get rid of what it was that was in our bodies that we didn't need, and it was highly nutritious. And the interesting thing is that actually cod liver oil is as good for you as, you know, all our moms said it was. Nasty tasting? Oh, dear Lord, yes. But it was really important, and it's very healthy. And, you know, for those of you who are interested, look up cod liver oil. Google it. Look it up on the internet, and you'll see that it's actually a tremendously good thing to make a habit of. But the idea was that through the winter and through all that slow time, at least as my mother explained it, my system or our systems became very sluggish and slow. And that was something that just sent all the nutrients straight in and all the bad stuff straight out. And why, yes, it went straight out, but it was really, really good for us. And at this time of the year, a lot of times, you know, people start thinking about, wow, you know, I'd really like to be able to wear the, you know, bare midriffs, or I would really like to be able to wear, you know, bathing suit season is around the corner. And all those things, that those aspirations that we have for our bodies. Now, keep in mind, a lot of people made the New Year's resolution of getting in shape and all of that. And during that time, it's still winter. It's still a difficult thing to really kick in. And now, as we head into spring, and really spring kind of, you know, plants its roots, the idea that the weather is nicer, we can get out more. So now those old resolutions for getting back in shape and being more active kind of come back on us. It is really important to make sure that we are keeping our system as clear as possible. The more clear and clean your system is, the better your metabolism works. Most people, you know, consider doing like a big cleanse or a major cleanse, say, at least at every change of the season. And the reason for that is that the idea that if, you know, periodically, at least quarterly, you do that big clearing out of your system, what it does is it removes all the stuff that's gumming up the system. And that causes everything to slow down and become sluggish. So the idea that you clear all that stuff out and then you can move forward and your metabolism works better, everything works better. So take a look at the type of diet you have. Take a look at how do you feel when you're eating. How do you feel after you've eaten? If you eat a meal and afterwards, you know, there's that just kind of wanting to lay around and do nothing. The idea of food is that it's fuel. I mean, bottom line, it's supposed to be fuel. And there should be an actual energizing aspect to it. If you eat and you're feeling just sluggish and blah, you know, routinely and especially after you eat, then maybe the choices are not really the best thing for your system. So I encourage everybody, now, definitely, if you are going to do a cleanse, especially, you know, one of the major cleanses that goes like, you know, 10, 20 days, make sure you check with your physician. Make sure you talk to your doctor. Because this is a big piece that, you know, not all cleanses are created equal. And everybody has certain things in their system that may be unique, that just a generic across the board type of thing is not what's best for you. So what you want to do is you want to make sure that it's the right cleanse for you. Talk to a nutritionalist. Talk to your doctor. Find out really what it is that your body needs to clear and what is the best way to do that. I mean, when I do a cleanse, you know, I do periodic cleanses, and the ones that I do are 14 days. And by the time I'm done with it, it just, the difference for me, the difference in my body really is major. It allows me to lose weight a lot more easily. I have greater energy. My appetite really is lower. So when the body is working optimally, when it's taking in the fuel it needs and then burning it off in a nice, good, clean way, your system is always going to work better. And it's going to allow you to have the metabolism that you would like in order to meet the goals that you have if you want to make some changes in your system. So just take a look at some of the things you're eating. Try to incorporate, well, technically there is no try, there is do or do not, one of my favorite Yoda sayings. And when you reach that point in that place of really deciding that you want to make a change, which is completely up to you, you decide that. When you do decide to make a change, just take a look at what are the things that give you energy and what are the things that take away energy. What are the things that are adding to your body's ability to function as the well-oiled and optimal machine it can be, and what is basically the same as, you know, dumping sugar in the gas tank, literally. So make sure that you're getting input. Do not go and just start, you know, thinking, oh, well, I'm going to do this cleanse because I looked it up on the internet and I think it's really fun. You know, it sounds brutal, but oh, well. You know what? It may not be right for you, and it may not give you the results you want. So make sure that you're getting a lot of good input, your homework, as far as what it is that you need to do. So moving from the body, how about the mind? How about the idea that you can end up with stuff that is just roaming around there in your head, not serving you? Old, you know, another point that that people would make is that in springtime in some cultures, it's important to resolve any old issues that you have because you don't want to take it into the new season. Spring is about renewal. Spring is about moving forward. Spring is about things blossoming, not letting some old piece of compost, you know, stay there and bug you and really bring your energy down. Look at the things that are weighing on your mind. You know, that stuff that when you wake up in the middle of the night, those tapes start to play. Well, take a look at how many of those do you really need to hold on to? You know, how many issues are about due to be released? And, you know, let it go. And, yes, I do know that that is hard, that that is not an easy thing to do. And you need to do it anyway, because when you are in a space of holding on to this old stuff, it's like dragging an anchor behind you. You cannot move forward into this beautiful new season without having, you know, that stuff holding you back. What you want to do is you want to be able to, if there's something you can do about it, do something about it, whatever it is. If there's an action that can be taken, then take the action. If there's an action that cannot be taken, if this is just some old bit of tape that, you know, you're still stewing over, let it go, because you're not hurting the other person by holding on to it. You only hurt yourself. And maybe, you know what, maybe somebody needs to be forgiven. And maybe that person who needs to be forgiven is you. You know, are you holding on to some self-blame pieces that are not serving you, that are not helping you? I mean, you know, we're generally our own worst critics, and it is really tough sometimes to let go, because it's like, well, but I'm justified. You know, it really is important to be able to look at things objectively. All righty, it looks like, oh, well, for a second I had somebody holding on with a call, but they went away. Well, if I think it was Tea Lady, if you call back, we'll get you on the air and we can talk about what it is that you wanted to discuss letting go of. So in the meantime, take a look at what you've got. You know, it's just as important as cleaning out your house and going through and, gee, do you really still need to hold on to, you know, 80 pairs of socks? Like, you know what? Put them in a box, give them to charity. Because a big part of that whole decluttering piece, there is an abundance piece that's attached to that. There is that piece where, you know what, if you make room for new stuff to come in, then you can be able to manage that. Oh, it looks like we've got our caller back. Let's see if we can get her. Hello, you're on with Dr. Eileen. How can I help you?
Hi, I was just asking, how do you get over, like, recent relationships, like, stuff that just ended, like, let's say a month or two ago?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And how do you get over that when you have, like, when you live in the same city in, like, maybe 20 minutes, maybe not even that, like 10 minutes away from each other, and, you know, y'all bought a lot of things for each other, and, you know, just walking around, you could possibly see them anywhere around you because y'all live so close. How do you let go of that? I mean, I try to let go of it, and I believe I have, but sometimes thoughts and emotions come back, and I feel like I haven't completely let that go or forgiven.
Okay. How long were you in this relationship?
Well, it was like two years, often on it would be 3 years in August.
Okay. So understand that there's always going to be a piece of that relationship within you. There's always going to be that sense of, you know, gee, what would have happened if, or what could have happened if. Because a lot of times we think about what the best possible way that something could have worked out and mm-hmm. go with that. And when we don't get that, when that expectation isn't met, because one of the biggest things that is an issue in relationships is our expectations are not met or the other person's expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And as you look at the reasons that, for whatever reason that you parted, you know, there's an old saying that people are in our lives for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And
uh-huh.
there has been a part of the contract between your spirit and this other person's spirit that has been fulfilled. Now, if it doesn't feel like it's fulfilled, if it doesn't feel like you can have closure about this, just, you know, understand that that process takes time. This relationship uh-huh. spanned a few years. There's a lot of stuff there. And for each little thing that kind of comes up and you work it, then you go to a deeper layer. It's like peeling an onion. And we all know that peeling an onion leads to a lot of tears. You know,
mm-hmm.
you have to really go through a mourning process. I mean, and really respect it. It's sort of like if you lose someone in your life, say someone passes away. You know,
mm-hmm.
there's all those stages of grieving that you need to go through. And to really get the lesson of what is it that you were meant to learn from being with this person? What is it that you, what was the gift in this for you? And once you realize what you were supposed to learn and what the gift was, then you can be able to say, okay, I can, you know, feel that I have closure and I can move forward. But understand there's going to be good days and there's going to be bad days.
Yeah.
And just allow yourself to say, you know what, I'm not in a good moment right now. This is a hard moment. And be there. It doesn't have to mean anything. Don't think it has to mean something. It just
mm-hmm.
has to mean that it, for that moment, you miss this person. It doesn't mean
okay.
you want to be back with them. But for that moment, but that moment's going to pass.
Yeah, because I feel like that, too, and then I realize that I don't want to be with the person, and it's just
yeah.
like, and I'm like, I don't understand why they come, like, at various times, so just trying to, and I thought I was fully over until, like, I don't know, just random thoughts, and just couldn't understand how to fully when I thought I was over them.
Yeah. Sweetie, you don't have to understand it.
All
you have to do is be in the moment. If you try to understand it, you end up making yourself crazy because when you try to do that, you try to make it make sense, and maybe it doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
So just be wherever you are, clear things out. And in your case, I would definitely recommend a good spring cleaning.
Okay.
Getting stuff out, because a big part of that is letting fresh air in, letting fresh things in. And it's not even about, you know, going out and looking for another relationship, because you need to go through this process of what you're learning. You are being gifted with knowledge and with wisdom in this. And it's something that will help you, and it will also help other people, because your friends will come to you and want to be able to, you know, it's like, man, how do I get through this? You can say, you know what, I've been there, and this is how you get through it, one moment at a time.
And how do you quit it? I'm sorry to cut you off. I told other people. I just want, how do you clear out the air in here? Because I try so many times. I open the windows. You know, I might say a prayer. But it's like I don't know, when I come down here sometimes, especially in my room, and it has, sometimes it's not even, I just feel down when I go to my bedroom. And trying to clear out the negative energy, but just sometimes it seems like it's not out there. I try switching up the room and changing the dressers around and the bed, but
do you have any plants in your room?
I have flowers. I bought flowers.
A green plant?
No.
First thing I want you to do is I want you to find some nice green plants like ferns or something like that, maybe an ivy, and get those in there. And I'm going to share something with you that I find very helpful for me. And okay, you know those tall glass candles? They're like a tall. It's tall, and the candle itself is inside like a glass container. So you can find them in the market, if you go to the international food section.
Okay. Like, can you go to Pier 1? I'm sorry. I never really seen them.
Okay, cool. Go over to, and really you could use any candles, just those are really good because if they were to tip over, they're designed so that they automatically put themselves out. But what you do is get a small hand mirror, and I want you to put it somewhere in the room, and I want you to step candle right behind it. And if you don't want to use a candle, you don't have to. But what you really need is a glass container, like either a glass jar, filled about halfway with water. So you got this glass jar filled halfway with water. I want you to put that on top of the mirror. Okay?
Okay.
And so you've got a mirror, you've got this thing with the water in it, right on top of it. And you would put the candle behind it and light that. That is a way of clearing energy out of a room.
Okay, so let me repeat this.
Okay.
You put the candle, the glass, so we have water on top of the mirror, and the candle behind the, okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So, I mean, in some cases, they would call them like prayer candles. You'd see them in churches, but I know you can get them. Like if you go to the grocery store, go down to the, especially like where they have the Hispanic foods, they have like up on one of the shelves, they'll have candles that have like saints on them. And also they have some that are plain. Get a white one.
Okay.
And you do that. And what that will do is that will help clear out the energy. That will help move stuff out. And you just, you know, if you don't want to leave the candle burning during the day or, you know, while you're out, you can blow out the candle, but make sure that water stays there. And you leave it there for 3 days. And after that, you dump it out down the toilet. Don't put it on any plant. Don't put it on anything. You dump that out, and that you should notice that there's it feels lighter in the room.
Oh, cool. All right, because it's something in here that's making me actually physically sick, like to the point where I constantly throw up. Just really
now,
not good.
Yeah. Make sure you check with a doctor. Make sure you check with your doctor and make sure that there's something going on. There's also white sage, not cooking sage, but white sage or desert sage, and you can burn a little bit of that like as an incense, and that will clear a room.
Okay.
So, you know, there are things that, you know, sort of more along the indigenous and, you know, the like Native American traditions and, you know, from different cultures that they have methods of clearing a space. And what needs to happen is your room needs to become your sacred space. You need to claim that.
Okay.
And can be as easy as saying, you know what, this is my sacred space, this is where I feel safe, this is where, you know, this is that place that is like my main. This is your place. So a part of releasing yourself from these other things is really focusing on your space. And like I said, use the water on top of the mirror with the candle behind it, and what that will do is that that will help clear the energy of that space for you. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
I want you to give me a call next week and let me know how you did, okay?
All right, I will.
Okay, my dear. You take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All righty. So, yes, there's a lot of different ways that clearing happens. There's a lot of different feelings around it because sometimes it's really a hard thing to do. And one of the things you can do is get a group of friends to come over and help you. You know, those friends that you can trust to say, you know what, do you really need that? And, you know, I'm having that done myself. In fact, at the end of this month, I'm going to be having, you know, some friends come over and help clear and clean things out and be able to let go of some stuff that, you know, that even I need to let go of. Okay, we're coming up on finishing our time for today. So I will be in the chat room for a few minutes after the show. So if you want to log on to the chat room, we can chat a bit. And otherwise, what you can do is we can get your contact information, and then I can give you a call back, and we can chat one-on-one. So we've got a lot of people who are wondering about being able to get a hold of me, finding out where I am. Mostly I'm in the Bay Area here, but I love to travel, so let me know if you'd like me to come up wherever you are. You can find out about my book, Frequencies, at the website frequenciesthebook.com. And you can also find out about my office and my practice and all of that stuff at my office website, which is the-healing-house.com. And pretty much those are the two best ways to reach me. And also, for those of you in the Bay Area, we hold events, and you can look those up at meetup.com. It's a social group, and it's we've got a meetup group called Divine Events. And if you log on to that, you'll see my events. You'll see other events that my teacher Norba does. We always have really great stuff coming up. And if you come up to one of my book events and tell me that you are a Healing House radio listener, then excuse me, then you will get your book for free. And I will sign it for you. And, you know, hey, we can hang out and chat. So I thank you all for listening, and like I said, it looks like some of you folks are in the chat room, so I will be hitting into that right after we close down the show for today. Join up with me next, and we can hang out and take a look at what we want to look at and talk about what we want to talk about. And if any of you call in and we don't get to connect on the air, let me know, and, you know, just either come into the chat room or you can leave a number with my ever-effervescent producer, Kina, who will take your contact information, and I can either email you or I can give you a call. You can also follow me on Facebook and on Twitter, and, well, I think that's about it for today. So good luck with your spring cleaning. Let the sun shine in, get all that old dust and cobwebs and all that stuff. And if there's something that you have that you don't need anymore, pass it on because someone else does. And that's how abundance happens. It doesn't happen when we dam it up, you know, saying, okay, well, I got my stuff, but I'm not going to release anything. It's when you release that stream can flow through, when all of that new stuff can come in for you. And the biggest part is letting go of really what in your heart you know that you don't need anyway. So thank you for listening, and I wish you all a wonderful Thursday. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. Blessings.